It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell!
Cheering the good guys, booing the bad guys. That's what I do.
And I boo Roman Reigns.
Because you are a jackass. It's 20 by 20, everybody.
Yeah!
Welcome. Alan Magel here with Clint Domain. And Cody is, well, he's a
jackass. Yeah!
Well, he's just out this week. He's been suspended for a week for jumping the guardrail. That's what we'll say. Yeah. Kayfabe. Welcome, one and all, to a historic week here on the 20 by 20 because history was made in the sport of professional wrestling with the announcement of the first ever all-women's pay-per-view from the World Wrestling Entertainment, Evolution. I'm going to enjoy that show October 28th on Long Island in New York City. Clint, it's about damn time.
It really is. It's really about damn time. We finally get a all-women's pay-per-view. I mean, we look at a lot of the different promotions around the world. Impact Wrestling's done one. Ring of Honor has Women of Honor. They've done a complete show dedicated to the women. I believe Booker T's Reality of Wrestling has done an all-women's show. I think a lot of promotions have done.
In Japan, there are giant promotions
there's whole promotions dedicated
Joshi,
to
Joshi, yes.
Stardom. Stardom's really good, too. That's where Kairi Sane, I believe, and is it Io, Io Shirai?
You say Io, I say Io. Either way, she's in NXT now.
Yes.
Asuka. They all, yeah, I mean, that's big all
Tony
over.
Storm?
Pro, women's pro wrestling, huge all over the world, and now the biggest company in the world.
Finally woke up.
Finally is woke. Or are they woken?
No, they're woke.
But the question is, are you all women or are you all in? Can you be both?
I think you can be both. I think you can be both because of the fact I think you'll have some of these women that were going to be on All In on the All Women show for WWE because I know Deonna Purrazzo and Chelsea Green, they both had to pull out of All In, so they could be part of the All Women show.
Really? They pulled out of All In?
Yeah, they're no longer in. They're out.
They're out. They're all out. Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
As but someone who's All In, I'll say that's a bummer that they're all out.
Yeah, it's definitely a bummer. I think I saw All In. Bandito's All In.
Bandito!
Yeah.
Little Mini Lucha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they've announced him, but still no Flip.
When are we going to get our all-in minis, though? Or when are we going to get all mini person show? Little person show.
Well, we tried to do that in 2005, just didn't necessarily stick. Remember the juniors division?
Oh, no, yeah. I don't want to have to bring that
Palmer Cannon,
up right
thank
now.
You for that.
Yes, well, the all-women's pay-per-view Evolution going down. That was the big news this week.
All-women, all-in.
You know, what do you think of the conspiracy theory, Clint, that it's all because Ronda Rousey? She is solely responsible for Evolution taking place.
That's a load of hooey.
I believe so as well.
It's all because of Susan G. Komen.
Susan G. Komen?
It's happening in October, Alan.
Oh, that's true. That is the big pink month. That's a great month to have it in.
My theory is they're all going to be wearing pink during the show. Everybody's going to be wearing pink. You're going to have female referees wearing the pink stripes instead of the black stripes.
There's no one woman to credit. It's a collective.
Stephanie McMahon.
Definitely not Stephanie McMahon.
She's rumored to have a match.
But if she has a match, that'd be great. I think the main event of this show should be Charlotte Flair versus anybody, really. As long as Charlotte Flair's in the main event, it'll be worth it.
I don't think she will be.
You don't think? Do you think she'll be back from her
oh, no,
her ruptured
implants?
She's
supposed to be back, I think, like next week.
Good, because we need Charlotte Flair back. We, of
Here's
course,
what I think.
Have the Mae Young Classic coming up as well.
Yep.
So lots of matches coming up. No one cares what you think, Clint. We need to move on. There's
what about,
other things
what about
that
women's
happens.
Tag team titles?
Women's tag team championships could be a thing.
Sasha and Bayley.
If there's one thing the WWE, I think they need, it's more championships.
all the like they got rumors are they're gonna have a cruiserweight tag team title, all the NXT titles that are gonna be in the UK and then China.
We
then
need a
Mexico.
six man championships eventually, six woman championships.
We need
the Twitter championship.
Well, Zack Ryder still holds that.
No, he's the internet champion.
That's sort of
Twitter's different.
Twitter's on the side plate.
I'll throw you in Twitter jail like Tama Tonga.
He's out.
What went into the bad boy of New Japan Wrestling being thrown in Twitter jail? Tama Tonga of the Bullet Club, son of Haku, in case you hadn't heard.
Censored for radio
week,
them.
Was thrown in Twitter jail, banned from making tweets for like 12 hours.
Yeah. But
why?
I don't know.
You don't know exactly
censored
why?
Censored for radio him.
I know he was just bashing people online and going after fans and saying one dude looked like a pedophile.
He was a jackass.
Calling people bitch-ass fools. And
exactly.
Yeah, the Bullet Club is just crumbling before our very eyes.
That's the firing squad.
Or at least what we knew as the Bullet Club, and now it's a completely different thing.
Civil War.
But I don't want to have to go into the whole intricacies of what the different factions within the, but we got the Alpha Club and the Villain Club and the firing squad, and then you got the Young Bucks, the elite. It's crazier than the NWO.
But you got to realize, I think with New Japan,
it's out of control.
You had to break down like everything involving New Japan because almost everybody's involved in a stable in some form or fashion.
You've got
Chaos.
You've got, oh my God, you've got all the factions.
Los Ingobernables.
You've got the Elite Bullet Club. You've got the OG Bullet Club. You've got the Woo edition of Bullet Club. You've got all the different.
The Woo edition.
There's a Woo edition.
No,
right?
That's the WWE 2K19 game.
Oh, the Woo edition of the WWE 2K19 game was announced. Ric Flair on the cover. And what all do you get with that?
Well, you get like a bunch of stuff like the Starrcade 83 arena.
In the game. I saw you get also a replica Hall of Fame ring for Ric Flair. Shouldn't you get two since he's a two-time Hall of Famer?
You just get one because Abyss has the other one.
Oh, he stole it?
No. Well, didn't Hulk Hogan give him like a Hall of Fame ring? Or somebody gave him a Hall of Fame ring in 2010 to give him superpowers.
Superpowers. That's right.
But yeah, Alan, I'm
that's me.
Speaking of which, we're talking about WWE 2K19. How about this? I saw some news about it. Looks like Jeff Jarrett, JEFFJARRET, will be in the game.
Really?
Yeah.
As one of the Hall of Fame characters you could play as.
Yeah.
Strutting like Double J.
Now, my question to you is, which theme song did they use? Do they use With My Baby Tonight, or do they use his... the other one that he used when he came back. No, not that one. The second one. The one when he was hitting people with a guitar.
Oh,
very southern sounding.
Yeah, the Southern Rock Attitude Era, Jeff Jarrett.
That's a good one.
Either way, I'll be happy to have Jeff Jarrett in that video game that I probably will not buy because I feel like I got totally screwed and jobbed buying that super edition of the 2K18 game, which I'm not very fond of.
2K19 is going to be good. Like I'm hearing like they're going to have like you'll be able to fight in the streets again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just probably end up playing some Nintendo 64 and No Mercy, Clint. I don't know.
Some of those mods?
Yep, you know me. I like to nerd out and I like to scream when the big dog wins a big match, and I legit was standing up in my living room jumping up and down like a little kid celebrating the big dog beating Bob Lashley on Monday Night Raw. Moving on to SummerSlam, where the big dog Roman Reigns will take on Brock Lesnar one more time for the Universal Championship that he should be wearing right now. The big dog versus Brock one more time, Clint.
Boo,
how jacked
boo.
Are you? Why are you booing?
Boo. Roman Reigns, boo.
Why do you boo Roman Reigns? Give me one legitimate
reason. Why do we have to keep doing this? This is the sixth time in the last 3 years we've had this damn match. Just give Roman the title already and be done with it.
Six times.
WrestleMania 31, Fastlane 2016. Then you have the match, I believe it was, SummerSlam 2017?
They fought at Fastlane 2016?
Yeah, it was him, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose to determine who was going to face Triple H at WrestleMania 32.
That was really a triple threat? Well, that's not this one-on-one match. It's a different match.
No,
it's
still,
threat.
They've been involved in six different matches.
Nah, that doesn't count. Okay, keep going.
Then you have, obviously, then you had the Fatal 4-Way at SummerSlam last year.
That's a Fatal 4-Way.
The one-on-one at WrestleMania. the greatest Royal Rumble.
What was the fatal four-way at SummerSlam last year?
It was Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Braun.
Oh, yeah. I remember there. That was a very violent, destructive match. Yeah. I remember that now.
There was one more I'm trying to remember. I believe it was – no, it wasn't WrestleMania 33. That was, no.
34 this year.
34 in Greatest Royal Rumble, the steel cage match.
Which Roman Reigns won, and he should be the Universal Champion.
But he should have already – if they wanted to give him the title, they should have already given him the title of WrestleMania. I don't care if people would have reacted badly at it. I think people reacted badly no matter what because it was a crap match.
Wait, what are you talking about? It was a great match. You were probably distracted watching stupid beach balls in the stands. And what do you mean give him the championship? He has to earn it. He has to beat Brock Lesnar, which he already did, but he'll be able to do it again because he runs the yard. He is – the big dog.
Oh.
How great is the reaction going to be when he wins it finally and everybody's so happy that Roman Reigns is finally our universe's champion?
Well, I think the only way you can do this the right way is have Braun cash in. That's the only way that everybody's going to wind up leaving happy. Either that or you have Daniel Cormier run interference in the main event.
You know, Daniel Cormier has a great theory I read.
Oh, okay, I know he hates the Riders, so I want to hear this.
Daniel Cormier was talking to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Daniel Cormier, the UFC heavyweight and light heavyweight champion of the world.
King of Lafayette.
Was talking, well, no, that's Dustin Poirier. Daniel Cormier was talking to Stone Cold Steve Austin. He said, quote, "I go to events and I listen to Kevin Owens get cheered.
Yep.
But then they boo all the people that my son loves as a kid, John Cena, Roman Reigns. They get booed out of the building, but the guys that are despicable get cheered. And that's because of you." End quote. He was talking to Stone Cold Steve Austin, blaming Stone Cold Steve Austin for stupid idiots like you, Clint, booing Roman Reigns and John Cena at live events. That shouldn't be happening. I'm with Daniel Cormier on this. Stone Cold Steve Austin, everybody wants someone to be like, so there's only one Stone Cold. Quit cheering guys just because they act a little bit like a badass. None of them are an actual legit badass. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, you shouldn't be cheering Kevin Owens.
You should be cheering Kevin Owens.
Also, he's not really a badass. Who would cheer Kevin Owens? He's a sniveling little whiner.
How can you not cheer Kevin Owens? He's king of the dad bod.
No, Daniel Cormier is the king of the dad bod. And Daniel Cormier isn't going out there saying, oh, but I'm a father, everyone, cheer for me, like Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And then he goes and does something terrible that no father would be proud of. He's a bad guy. And also, he was
friend
a
of
jerk.
The program, though.
Was a jerk when he was here at 103.7 The Game to everybody. Wouldn't sign autographs. He knocked a pen out of my hand. He's rude. I know he's Cody's favorite wrestler, but I'm with Daniel Cormier.
He's good. I like him.
How about Impact Wrestling 2005? I mean, SmackDown Live. How good is that show?
That was amazing.
Styles, Samoa Joe, Ron Killings. I mean, what a
dude,
great show.
He's still got it. He's like 46 years old, and he's still able to do some really good things.
I mean, he was great in the ring, but how he was spitting hot fire, R-Truth, rapping.
Yeah,
see,
he hasn't rapped in like 2 years.
Yeah, he hasn't been on in a minute. It felt like R-Truth was on too much, and now you find yourself missing R-Truth.
Man, like, it's just, he's a lot like a guy I would think in the same vein as Mark Henry, a guy who just pops in from time to time. It's nice to see him, but, yeah, I could do a little bit less with him.
What? He hasn't been on in months or years. How much less can he have?
That was because of shoulder surgery. But I'm saying now that he's able to.
You could get with this. You could get with that. You better get with this. Because this is where it's at. What's up?
Wait, did he just rip off Black Sheep? The choice is yours. Did he just rip that off with his rap?
No, I think they ripped off R-Truth because R-Truth was rapping way before Black Sheep. He's that old. Ron Killings is how old?
He's 46.
66 years old?
No, he's 46.
66-year-old wrestler.
Six.
Doing a great job. What about Samoa Joe, AJ Styles for the WWE Championship?
Oh, man. I can't wait for that one.
Oh, geez, oh, man.
Oh, geez, Alan. It's going to be an amazing show. Cannot wait for the big – this is the main event for me. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. This is going to be a classic. Harken back to TNA. All we need is Christopher Daniels to sign a one-day deal. And we can have the triple threat match that put TNA on the map.
Well, Samoa Joe – he is Joey Headrocker. He's violent. He's unpredictable. But can he dethrone the best wrestler in the entire world right now, AJ Styles, the WWE champion, who's held that belt for damn near 300 days?
I wouldn't go as far as saying he's the best wrestler in the world.
I would say he is right now.
He's top five.
How is he not the best? He's the WWE champion. That is proof he is the
best. Kenny Omega. IWGP Heavyweight Champion. He's the best right now.
Has he lost? He lost in the G1 though. Doesn't he have a loss?
He does.
Who was his loss to in the G1? Kenny Omega.
No. He didn't lose.
He's undefeated so
far. He's undefeated. He won by DQ the last fight against him. Tama Tonga.
The bad boy,
Tama Tonga, because he cheated and he pushed Red Shoes and Red Shoes disqualified him. Red Shoes is the MVP of G1 so far. I don't care what you say.
You know what I have to say about Red Shoes. I'm not even. You're gonna edit it out what I say.
No, I'm
about
just gonna
him.
Turn it off.
I have the same feelings
Censored
about
for radio him.
Red Shoes that Bad Luck Fale of New Japan has.
Bad
about
Luck
everything.
Fale just hates everybody.
Bad Luck Fale is the best thing.
The
going.
Underboss.
The best things in wrestling right now are Bad Luck Fale, Juice Robinson, and whenever Billy Kay goes from her regular voice to her deep Australian voice. I like whenever she does that.
So
it's my
all right.
favorite.
All right, how much longer before they have the Iconics? Like SmackDown Live 1000 is coming up. Are we going to wind up seeing the Iconics with the Bushwhackers?
in a intergender match.
No, just a promo, like a backstage segment.
No, I don't know. Have the Bushwhackers ever even been on a SmackDown? I mean, the one can Bushwhacker Butch could barely walk. he could hardly do that Bushwhacker walk anymore. I mean, he does it with a cane now.
Yeah, but like I said, you still have him there. Just be like, hey, you know, can you give him a payday?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Clint, you are indeed a stupid idiot.
Well, I knew that
the Bushwhackers are from New Zealand. And the Iconics are from Australia, so you've kind of got that a little wrong there.
They're right by each other.
God.
It's not. Yeah,
you know how mad Craig Perks would be if you called him Australian?
Probably pretty damn mad.
Yeah. Don't
Mind
ever
you,
do
I don't,
that.
I don't ever see Craig Perks, so it never
you know
happens.
How mad Tony Garea would be if someone called him an Australian? Or how mad Hugh Jackman would be if you called him a Kiwi? You don't do that.
Well, he's not a Kiwi. He's not an actual Kiwi.
Aren't all New Zealanders aren't Kiwis?
They're not actual Kiwis.
They all love being called Kiwis. That's their thing.
But I'm saying they're not actual Kiwis.
You know what I call them? Kiwis.
No, that's a whole different thing. Was that ECW?
No, Kiwi was in WCW.
Okay, Kiwi. I don't even remember who that was.
I think Kiwi used to hang out with Lenny Lane.
And I'm Lenny Lane, my goodness.
The other big thing this week, besides the big dog and the women's Evolution pay-per-view being announced and AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. What about one of my new, seriously, I'm putting this in one of my favorite pro wrestling angles or just really pro wrestling ways to further a feud in a pro wrestling angle. And this is.
You talking about Nikki Bella moving out of John Cena's house?
No, that's not pro wrestling. That's real life.
But that's all to work the ratings.
You know what? This was great. The Miz throwing a fake baby at Daniel Bryan. Right. I absolutely just I sat back, fell out of my chair. I thought he actually threw a baby. What a horrible human being.
All right, Alan, which one was the better fake baby? That fake? All right, there's three fake babies I'm thinking of off the top of my head. Which one was better? Miz fake baby, the AJ Styles fake baby from the Clara Lynch angle, or the baby that Gene Snitsky punted into the stands?
I'm going to say the Snitsky fake baby's was the most iconic, but this is just higher stakes right now. not as silly, and I legit thought there was a baby in that baby Bjorn.
He was never gonna put.
I thought he threw Monroe Sky at Daniel Bryan.
He's not that crazy.
And what a great guy Daniel Bryan is. He's gonna catch another man's baby flying through the air. Oh, look at that baby flying! We got a flying baby, Maggle.
If only JBL was on concert.
That's the main event to me for SummerSlam. Daniel Bryan and The Miz. That's over a year. You talk about long-term booking.
Like 8 years.
I mean, yeah, really, if you go back all the way to the original NXT, for sure.
This has been going on since like 8 years ago, and they've never had a big yes, they've had it in matches for the U.S. title and whatnot, but this has been building up for a long time.
Because nothing's better when it comes down to it than a good guy versus a bad guy, and everybody in the crowd 100% behind one guy in that match, and it's going to be great to see Brooklyn cheering on Daniel Bryan against The Miz, who I thought threw a real baby but didn't. Still a bad guy, though, and really irritating. I do love his television show, though. I watched Miz and Mrs. It was fun. Really funny when he was telling the guy putting the black bar over his donger to make, he was trying, come on, make that a little bit bigger. I mean, come on. You're not doing me any favors. That was great.
Can't say I don't blame him.
You watch? You didn't watch Miz and Mrs., did you?
No, I did not.
Did you see it in GIF form? Because I know that's how you watch all wrestling.
I didn't.
You watch SmackDown in GIFs and Raw in GIFs. You don't actually watch the show.
I didn't watch it in GIFs. I watched it in streamables.
Oh, streamables.
Yeah.
In 1 minute and 20 second clips. That's how you watch it. Well, at least you're not watching it on Tout.
Yes.
Clint, anything else we missed this week in pro wrestling that's essential? Slammiversary, did you see it? It was so good.
It was great, man.
It was an all-time Impact Wrestling pay-per-view.
Matt Riddle to the WWE.
Matt Riddle apparently signing with NXT. I can't wait to see him in the crowd going, bro! That's going to be good.
Hopefully he can stay off the grass.
Yes, please stay off the grass. Or please, WWE, change your policy about the wacky tobacco so Matt Riddle can actually wrestle for you. But hey, Slammiversary, Impact Wrestling does it again. Congratulations to the Impact folks. They are really doing big things. And you know what? They might have Chris Jericho working there pretty soon.
If that happens, I'll eat my hat because it felt like years and years of him like not wanting to go to TNA. Now he does. It further proves Chris Jericho does not give a damn anymore. He's like, blank him!
Hey, it's further proof that all wrestling is good pro wrestling. Watch Impact, watch Raw, watch SmackDown, watch Stardom, watch NXT, watch 205 Live, watch PWG, watch MLW, watch it all! Because it's all pro wrestling and it's all good to me, Clint. I'll see you next week on the 20x20. Hopefully Cody will be back from suspension, everybody.
Maybe. As long as he doesn't jump out of the guardrail. Oh, wait, Cody, what are you doing here? No!
Cody's not in here. Clint's pretending. I'm totally not going to keep kayfabe to close this show.
Damn it.
I'm not putting you over. It's not an angle we want. Nobody wants that angle.
Damn it.
We've seen you versus Cody more times than Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. And with that said, everybody, this has been the 20x20. For more great pro wrestling coverage, listen to the Alan Michaels Show, 9 to 11. I got you covered. And, of course, we'll be right back here on 1037thegame.com and the 1037thegame mobile app. The 20x20. This has been it. Pro wrestling, baby. The show is so over.